when they start spawning in these kind of areas, boy, the news spreads like wildfire. I bet this afternoon there'll be dozens of boats out here.
Really?
And you can see buoys already. Those buoys are all from for people's branches that they've set already.
So how many branches go on a buoy?
There's different ways to do it. Some people will set 3 or 4 trees and kind of connect them together with a rope and then just use one buoy. And some people will just set one tree per buoy. It just depends on what people are used to. Hi, Heather, it's Mike. Hi. Hey, I don't know if you guys heard, but they're spawning pretty good in this little bay on Cassiana, the one where everybody used to get their herring eggs. Well, yesterday we cut down some trees, but we started run out of room, so I had to cut some of the branches off the rest of the tree. So right now I'm going to tie all these loose branches together, and we'll tie an anchor or just a rock to it and a buoy, and we'll let it sink down, and hopefully the herring will spawn pretty hard on them.
So is this normally a 2-person job? That's enough to...
There's a lot of people that run around with little skiffs all by themselves and set branches. And Mike Miller is a friend of mine, and he does that, and he sets... I think last year he set 20 or 30 sets of trees and branches all by himself. You get pretty excited, though. But we have to do it, set as fast as we can. Like I said... We don't get a week and a half to 2 weeks to spawn like we used to, and we just have to set as much as we can now that they're spawning. We can't discuss natives in their land without talking about the deer and fish and harried eggs and seaweed, and it's just part of the lifestyle that we've had for hundreds of years, and we want to continue that, pass it on to our kids, and so that they can pass it on to their kids. And just a very important cultural thing.
Yeah.